The name Tuba is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 29 as follows. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, for without doubt in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find satisfaction. Alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we thank and praise Almighty Allah Ta'ala for this beautiful and wonderful day of Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, we can feel the heat, but to remind us that this heat is nothing in comparison to the heat of the day when we are going to stand and Allah Ta'ala is going to mention to a few of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, now you will forever and ever enter into Jahannam. Allah protect us from that. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah grant us to be of those who will enter into paradise, into Jannah inshaAllah. And not any Jannah. Our aspiration Ya Allah and our hope and our wish is that we can be ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqeen wa shuhada'i wa salihin. And on top of that with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the highest of abode is Allah Ta'ala promise him that it will be that station whom Allah has promised for him, the highest of stations in Jannah. Allah allow us to be of them. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen, to be with him. Jamaatul Muslimin, it is the month of Rajab. It is a month that subhanAllah, a believer at this moment becomes so happy and ecstatic. Why is it like that? Because we can smell the fragrance of Ramadan coming. The feeling is in the air. As I drove now, subhanAllah, I looked at the mountain and I see subhanAllah, you know, It's just a dull picture that you see. Normally, Table Mountain, blue. But just that, even that beauty that Allah Ta'ala shows us in front of our eyes, it reminds us of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's bounties. And even that reminded us of Jumu'ah. That reminded us of Ramadan, subhanAllah. Because this Ramadan, inshaAllah, is going to be a nice Ramadan. It's going to be that Ramadan where we're going to be tested with heat. And a hungry man is an angry man, they say, mashaAllah. So we're going to have a lot of challenges, but we need to pass the challenges. We need to show Allah Ta'ala, Ya Rab, you're testing us with heat. Allahu Akbar. We are the cool ones. Look at us, how cool we are. We are cool with our attitude. We are cool with everything, Ya Rab. Even though you throw the heat in front of us. We all make intention for that. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Let us have a good Ramadan. Even though we understand, because I always mention this, that Ramadan is not easy. Whoever tells Ramadan, oh, katabaya, easy Ramadan khid. That brother's lying, man. Oh, that sister's lying. Yo, subhanAllah, who wants to stay without food? Now after Jummah, imagine you go home now and your wife said, my hubby, you know what, I love you so much. I just thought I'm not going to make food. Let us, the butakhat say, Ya Salam, there's the door, my wife, and you can somehow walk with all your feelings and all your good intentions, mashallah, but leave. I'm hungry. So a man needs to eat, a woman needs to eat, everybody needs to eat. But Allah Ta'ala puts challenges in front of us. But Rajab is a month of what? Which we realize that even though there's challenges, and even though the challenges that we faced in the past, Allah Ta'ala now gives us an opportunity to turn to Him Jalla Jalalu. As it is, as we've mentioned last week, Shahrullah is the month of Allah Ta'ala where we can repent to Allah Ta'ala and we can say that beautiful saying as the pious predecessors have said, Rabbi ghfirli warhamni wa tub alay. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, have mercy on us. And Allah, Ya Rab, forgive our repentance. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Accept our repentance, Ya Rab. This is what we can chant throughout the month of Rajab. And inshallah Ta'ala, We always look forward to the next month. And what is the next month? Shahri, as Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the month of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what will we do in the month of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The best thing that we can do in the month of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is to send the salutations upon him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We will say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, abundantly inshaAllah ta'ala. And by doing that, we will create this love in our heart for him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And by loving him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will emulate him Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we understand, we spoke about fasting. The fasting of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mostly after the month of Ramadan, it was the month of Sha'ban. I hope all of us, we've made intention already. We said, Ya Rab, we are ready. We are not waiting for Ramadan. Now in Rajab already we're fasting. We're fasting Mondays and Thursdays. Inshallah, in Sha'ban is going to be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, subhanallah, we're going to do more, Ya Rab. Why? This is how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam indicated to us. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and I mentioned that if there is a month that we thought that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will start that month with fasting and he will not break his fast, it was the month of Sha'ban. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam really truly prepared himself for the month of Ramadan. And this shows us the high regard that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for the month of Ramadan. And we should be of those who have high regard for the month of Ramadan. And may Allah Ta'ala allow us, inshaAllah Ta'ala, to as we make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, Ya Rab, grant us the blessings in the month of Rajab. Wa Sha'ban, O Allah, and grant us the blessings in the month of Sha'ban. And most importantly, Ya Rab, wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, grant us to reach the month of Ramadan. That is the month of the Ummah, Ya Rab. You have given that month to us as the Ummah of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us to reach that month, Ya Rab. And importantly, Jama'atul Muslimin, to entice us about a bit, about this month. It is what? It is that in this month, something great happened. You know, a great opportunity came to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But how did it come? How did it come? And this is really relevant in our time as we find ourselves today. Look at our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Look at our brothers and sisters all around the globe. In India, subhanallah. Now in Mumbai, you know, they are destroying everything from the Muslims. Their wealth, their izzah, their honor. They don't care what they do to the Muslims. This is something. Where does this come from? And when I prepared this Jumu'ah, I thought a lot about it. And I'm thinking, Ya Rab, you know, as much as we are sad, we are also happy that you're testing us with the same trials that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been through. Allahu Akbar, this is truly a great ni'mah. You know, when we face trials, we don't like it. But Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, بَعْلَ أَعُضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَأُوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Whenever you perhaps think that things are going really bad for you, you just like it, it's just not nice. You know why Allah tests me? We ask questions. May Allah protect us from asking questions. Allah's decree is Allah's decree. We are happy with it. We say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. No, but Allah Ta'ala says, when you think that moment and that challenge that I place in front of you, it's bad for you, Allah says, wa khayrul lakum. It is actually good for you. And when do we see that? Ask the brothers who got married, that first few 7 years of marriage was like, yo, this woman, who's this woman? Before this, I saw a beautiful lady, Ya Rab, now she's shouting at me all day. Or the woman, who's this man? He bought me roses and flowers and Ya Salam, I got a box of chocolates every month. Now I'm married, it's like I'm getting nothing. Right? We call it the seventh thin years, you know, that difficult years of marriage. And that's why when people come for counseling, we always ask them, how many years you married? They say, 4 years, Molana, yo. It's like, yo, this is like honeymoon, brother. You're still in the honeymoon phase. I'm 20 years married, I'm still having honeymoon. Subhanallah, mashallah. May Allah allow us always to have that. Brothers, you're laughing, it's the truth. You must love your wife. You know, you must have a good interaction with your wife. But Rajab is just one of those months where Allah Ta'ala shows us, as Allah says, you think those challenges. Look, mashallah, our brothers in Palestine, they are truly an example to us. They are truly inspiring the globe, subhanallah, with their trust and their tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala. And just everything that they accept, the acceptance by the decree of Allah Ta'ala, they are inspirational not only to Muslims, but to non-Muslims as well. And then Allah Ta'ala says, for those guys that think they're sitting on top and pressing buttons and they're just bombing and they're just doing everything that's nice and things are going our way, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. You think that everything is so rosy and beautiful, mashallah, you think that you're on top of the world. Allah say, that is not good for you, brother. You might think it's good for you. See what will happen. When my punishment come, you will not know where to go. Look in the past. Imagine people of Lut, how arrogant they were. And Nabi come to them and they speak out against Anbiya. They don't care what the Nabi say. They say, we don't listen. Musa alayhi salam, bring your Allah. Say, your Allah must come. SubhanAllah, who speaks like that about Allah Ta'ala? But when the punishment of Allah, when the bala of Allah was sent, where were they? They were distracted. They were completely wiped out as nations. Lut alayhi, what do we speak about them? If you think about Lut, yeah, you want to run away because, hey, buta. You also a man, don't look at me like that. You know, we worried if a guy look at you just like that. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they thought it was normal. They argued with malaika, whom Allah sent in their presence. Subhanallah, can we imagine? And what did Allah do? Allah Ta'ala took the entire piece of land that they lived. Allah Ta'ala raised it. Allah Ta'ala turned it around and Allah crushed them. This is Allah Ta'ala. Allah will give you respite. Allah will let you carry on with everything that you want to. But when Allah says, this is enough now, Allahu Akbar, who can run away from the anger of Allah at that moment? Who can run away from the punishment of Allah at that moment? And we see the history coming, and now we see the history, inshallah, soon it will repeat itself. Those oppressors, they will be dealt by Allah. Allah Ta'ala will deal with them. Don't think we are losers. Don't think the Palestinians are losers. They are already the winners. Accepting the decree of Allah, they are winners. They already won the war, Jama'atul Muslimin. They are just fighting battles. But they already won the war. The Islam won the battle. Islam won the war already. They are trying everything in their possible, you know, means to show the world that we are the right and we are on the right hand side. But they are not, subhanallah. But inshallah ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has given this month, and in this month something great happened, and this is what my focus is on today. It is when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went through Ta'if. What happened to him? They turned against him sallallahu alayhi wasalam, like they turned against the Palestinian and the cause of the Palestinians. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was stoned. He was embarrassed. Now everybody looked at him as he was a failure. Those who thought that they were in the winning, what happened? Look at how Allah Ta'ala responds. SubhanAllah, it's one of the most amazing things. If the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had to make a dua, because the malaika came and said, Ya Rasulullah, you give us the command today, we will destroy the people of Ta'if. But look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He was who? Rahmatan lil alamin. He said that Allah Ta'ala send you for this? They said, no, but you are the beloved of Allah. If you tell us, we'll do it. They said, yeah, what was his response? I am not a Nabi who came to curse people and to destroy people. I am sent by Allah as a mercy to mankind. So my dua, and he said, inni ashku, we all know the dua. Rasulullah ﷺ now have a conversation with Allah. Oh Allah, I am the one now who's complaining. Ya Rab, it is because of my weakness. If it is because of my weakness, he cried to Allah Ta'ala because he did not blame them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he blamed himself. And that is a focus point for us. Who do we blame today? You know, all the blaming that we do today, let's ask ourselves, are we on complete deen? Are we making our 5 times salah on time? Are we the ones following Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we the one that's portraying good character? This is very important, because that was him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of his high rank and status of iman, Allah Ta'ala allowed us today to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where's our iman? Are we of those who portray these beautiful qualities of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we living up to the standard? Because it might be because of you and I and our weaknesses that our Palestinian brothers are suffering, because we don't listen to the command of Allah. Remember, Hidayah can come for somebody here in the southern tip of South Africa doing a good action, just taking a 5 rand and this is lost and you give it to somebody they don't have. And Allah give Hidayah to millions of people in China. This is Hidayah of Allah because of an action of a slave that Allah loves so much. And he will be compensated the day of Qiyamah. You say, Ya Rab, what is this reward? That day that you gave a 5 rand and it was your last. That's the day that I gave Hidayah to all those millions of people. And they are all on your scale today. And they will weigh heavy for you, my beloved servant. This is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allahu Akbar. And don't think that there's a flip side to the coin. Sometimes we do something extremely bad. We commit zina with the eyes. Allahu Akbar, Allah protect us and our people of today and our children and our youth of today. This is so difficult today. Everything is pornography today. Everything. You look, wherever you look, you see pornography. Allah protect us. Ameen. You know, and you do all these evil things. And then because of you, others get hurt. Others being harmed because of your iman that's in such a state. Allah hate the actions. But now what are we going to say? Is Allah then truly justice in what he... Justice will be. Serve Jamaatul Muslimin. Don't forget about it. We need to stand in front of our Maker. He's going to say, because of you, your children became that. And your child will say, I testify, Ya Rabb, he did not lead me to make salah. My father did not even send me to learn the Quran. I was matrik, I couldn't even open the Quran and recite it. Uqsuma billah, we see it today. It's so strange that we find in our generations that our senior students and learners today, they can't even recite the Quran. I'm speaking about the learners. I don't even want to, you know, cross the bridge of saying us as the elders. Some of us, we have a lot of every excuse. Oh, if I was just young, you know, I would change my life. It's not going to, brother, it will never happen. Allah knows us. That's why the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? We'll ask, oh Allah, send us back. Allah will say, no. Because Allah knows you will not even make anything different. Allah Ta'ala knows us best. So the Mi'raj came. Allah gave a gift. Allah Ta'ala gave the greatest gift to this Ummah, to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what is the greatest gift that we neglect today? The gift of Salah. I mentioned this in the past. When Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needed anything, he turned to Allah Ta'ala in Salah. He turned to Allah Ta'ala in Salah. When he was happy about anything, he turned to Allah Ta'ala out of shukr in Salah. When he needed anything, he turned to Allah Ta'ala in Salah. When he wanted to repent, he turned to Allah Ta'ala, not saying only, I'm not saying you cannot do this, but he didn't, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He stood up. And he stood for hours in Salah, crying tears. That his beard became dense and he started dripping onto the floor. That his wife felt sorry for him and said, why? Why, my beloved husband, why? Allah Ta'ala has forgiven your past, present and future. Why are you doing this to you? What was his response? أَفَلَا أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful slave to Allah Ta'ala? Salah, Jamaatul Muslimin. That ibadah, that it will bring tears to our eyes. If we come to the masajid today, the masajid are empty. But what are we waiting? We're waiting for victory from Allah Ta'ala. Jamaatul Muslimin, we need to change our lives. We need to change our attitudes. And wallahi, we can play the blame game. But I'm working for a non-Muslim. You know, he doesn't understand. Whose fault is that? What is Islam being portrayed as today? And are we a part of that? That Islam is only something that's a lip service to us. We don't even give da'wah. When the opportunity of da'wah arises, I'm too shy. I don't know what to say. So sad that a Muslim can say today, I don't know how to give da'wah. All the Sahaba that were du'at, as young as Mus'ab ibn Umair, a youngster who never ever wear the same clothes any day of the year. When he wears a garb, that was the last time he wore it. When he wore a certain type of misk, of what do you call it, itr, of what we would say perfume today. When he was perfumed, it was so beautiful. And the most expensive of perfume. This was who Mus'ab was, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and said, the call for you is to leave for Medina. Besides, nobody went to Medina yet. You need to go ahead of us and you need to go and give da'wah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Medina, Rasulullah became so happy with Mus'ab. Because thousands embraced by his hands. What amount of confidence in a youngster. He gave da'wah because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's call and Allah's call was there. He did not say, "Ooh, me, look at me, I'm so rich, wow." And what happened? His parents disowned him for this. After that, he had the worst of life. In between, inverted commas, not the worst of life. When I come to what Western society portrayed to us, he didn't have that garment every day to change. When he closed his eyes, he did not even have enough kafan for his body to cover his body. When our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried and sobbed at the mayyit of Mus'ab ibn Umair and said, "Ya Mus'ab, look where you are today. But in the eyes of Allah, you have a high rank and status. In the eyes of Allah, you have a high." Others might look at you and say, "Look here, who's this guy? Who's this pauper laying here today?" In the eyes of people, you might be a pauper, but in the eyes of Allah, you are rich and wealthy. Where's Mus'ab going to be? Who did he love? He loved Allah and his Rasul. You will be in the highest of ranks in Jannah. His kafan was not enough, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We are undergoing where we are going to get the Mi'raj soon. 2 o'clock today, make dua. The Mi'raj is coming. The Mi'raj of the believers, I'm ending off, inshaAllah ta'ala. The Mi'raj of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the presence of Allah ta'ala. We need to now make dua and beseech Allah ta'ala, "Ya Rabb, we are not worried about the judges who's going to make the call. We are not cared about it. That is the least of our worries. That is where asbab need to fall into place. Ya Rabb, you are in charge of asbab. You are musabbibul asbab. You are the owner of asbab. All we can ask, Ya Allah, you turn the tables today for us. We are asking victory not from judges. We're asking victory and seeking victory from Allah. Our brothers are suffering, Ya Rab. They're giving their lives. Our children are dying for the deen, Ya Rab. We are too pup and too weak. We can't do it, Ya Rab. But our hearts are with them. Our souls are with them. If we can throw our bodies there, Ya Rab, I don't know. Some of us, alhamdulillah, we would throw our bodies there also, Ya Rab. But Ya Allah, we are not there. Let the tables turn today, Ya Rab. Ameen. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, even though we make dua in this beautiful hour of Jummah, even though they have in their hearts now, if it is, and they have in their minds now, that they will make a judgment against our brothers and sisters, Allah ta'ala will soften the heart of that person. That person will see the truth, inshaAllah ta'ala, as they never saw the truth, and they will judge according to what Allah ta'ala desires. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, I must also mention, if the judgment is against us, what do we say? Alhamdulillah. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّونَ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. We might think it's good for us. We might think if they now make a good judgment, but Allah says that might not be the best for you. Go through the difficulty, Allah Ta'ala protect us. We hope for the best now, inshaAllah Ta'ala. But if it is not, let us be aware, let us not say, no, this has been this and that. We first, الصَّبْرُ مِنَ الصَّدَمَةِ الْأُولَىٰ. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, sabr is what? If that first blow, what are you doing there? Allah want to see. We say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is Allah's decree and we're happy with it, Ya Rab. When the victory is coming, only in your knowledge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Jalla Jalalu. So may Allah grant us victory soon. Because Ya Allah, Ya Rab, you are saying, Ya Rab, that mata nasrullah, when it was asked, you said, ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. Barakumullah fikum. Inshallah, our mi'raj is coming. Our mi'raj is coming, our change is coming. And that gifts that Allah will shower upon this ummah is soon there to be, inshallah, experience. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Barakumullah fikum. The greatest gift for us will be, once the announcement is made, everybody make the intention, now we all go to Aqsa. Ameen. All of us will make salah in Aqsa soon. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma rzuqna salatan fil masjid al-Aqsa. Wa huwa hurrun aziz. A liberated masjid al-Aqsa, inshaAllah ta'ala. Free from occupation. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakumullahu feekum wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I have a few announcements. The one is, I have A.C. Parker. Subhanallah, I've got his very important documents here. If he doesn't need it, mashallah, I'm happy to take it, inshallah. There's some bank cards also here. I will utilize it in the best of way. May Allah bless. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, there's just a few announcements. The first announcement is that we make dua for our beloved Uncle Farid Sali, who is not in the best of health. Ya Salam, you know Uncle Farid is a stalwart and I will not do justice if I'm going to, inshallah ta'ala, try even to pursue a path to mention what Uncle Farid has done for the ummah, only, not only of Panorama, but for the ummah of South Africa. Everywhere you go to a masjid to speak about Uncle Farid Sali, people know him. People know what he contributed. And Allah grant him his ajr soon. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And that will be the greatest of ajr. So we make dua that Allah must grant him his health and his strength, inshallah, for him to return in a state better than he was before. And we say, Allahumma Rabban Nas, adhib al ba'si shifa anta shafi la shifa illa shifa'uk. Shifa'an la yugadiru saqama wa la alama bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. And inshallah, back to basics this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, it starts with Mullah Anis. Inshallah, I mentioned that it will be tayammum and wudu. Please, Jamaat al-Muslimin, come out. Send your women, inshallah ta'ala. Let them come and let them learn about the beautiful deen, and the basics is very important in order for our major ibadah to be accepted, inshallah. Then we have a Hajj seminar weekends, 2 weekends that is coming up, inshallah ta'ala. The dates will be available at the posters, inshallah ta'ala. We have esteemed scholars such as Maulana Layli, such as Maulana Mu'ad Ali, such as the Mufti of the MGC, Mufti Abdurrahman Khan, Maulana Dawood Samson, Maulana, we have Subhanallah Maulana Kashif Damon. We have so many of our good spiritual guides that for many years has been in Makkatul Mukarramah that will come and they will entice you with the beauty of Makkah. And inshallah ta'ala, may Allah grant us soon to go and enter into the holy lands for our Hajj or for our Umrah, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen as well. And then today a demonstration will take place. You know, like I said, whether we're successful or not, come out inshallah at 5 p.m. Don't be after Jummah because everybody wants to watch the ICJ. So inshallah ta'ala, when we watch it, whatever the outcome is, it doesn't mean now the outcome is for us. Okay, we are now content, mashallah. We still come out. We still speak about Palestine. Or if it's against us, not, oh, this is not true. How can it be? We still come out. We still show, mashallah, we're standing in solidarity with the Palestinians. And may Allah allow us to be there present, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And then the matriculant results. Subhanallah, our matriculants were amazing this year. You know, they were amazing. I will not be able to mention all their names. And also, Hafiz Sangay, mashallah, 6 distinctions. Hafiz Zuhair, Hafiz Zia, subhanallah, not Hafiz Zia, Muhammad Zia. He's always doing the sound, otherwise I'll be voiceless here in front. And mashallah, he's doing a good job for Allah Ta'ala. He's here giving his time, serving Allah Ta'ala's masjid, just to make this happening. And look what Allah has given him, 6 distinctions. 6 A's. This is our students, this is our learners. Now he needs to make a decision where he wants to be. I said if he's a doctor, inshallah, I will have free doctor for my whole life. And if he's a dentist, inshallah, then I will have free extractions and my children and my offspring all from him, inshallah. Now I'm joking, Muhammad Zia. But also we have, mashallah, you know, children like Brother Arif's daughter, Aisha Parker, also mashallah's passing rate, I think of 90%. All our learners who was stressing throughout the exams, they came to the masjid every day and they say, Mullah, make dua, Mullah, make dua. I'm proud to say that all of them passed. All of them passed. MashaAllah. And we see also Al-Azhar, you know, the school in Mitchell's Plain. Everybody thinks Mitchell's Plain is just that place. 100% pass rate. This is what Islam has to offer. So may Allah Ta'ala always grant our Muslim learners, inshallah ta'ala, to gain the highest of marks when it comes and the highest of professions. Because this will show that Islam is not that religion that only focuses on deen, but it also focuses on dunya, mashallah. And once we have the dunya, we will contribute more to deen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah grant them to be vicegerents and pioneers, inshallah, when it comes to assisting. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan wa akhiru da'wana humana alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Also, Hussein, what did you qualify for now? Was it your PhD? We have a lawyer here, mashallah. PhD, I think it was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Yesterday was the registration camp. PhD in law. This is a hafiz that lead for us in Ramadan every year. May Allah increase him. Amen. May Allah grant him not to lie. Lawyers are known to lie. No, I'm joking. Astaghfirullah. May Allah allow him to be protected in his profession, inshallah, and to do that good that is. This is Allah Ta'ala who chose this journey for him. Inshallah, he will do a brilliant job, and we will just always be proud of him, inshallah Ta'ala. And we are proud of you, Afisab, inshallah. But you must still lead for us for many years in Taraweeh, inshallah. No excuse. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد فيا أيها المتقون اتقوا الله اتقوا الله اتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات. وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كتب عليكم القتال وهو كر لهم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رجب قال اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر الذنب. رضي الله تعالى عنهم عن كل صحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم. اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب، اهزم الأحزاب، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله. أقيموا الصلاة.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا. الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استوى يعتل يرحمكم الله. صلوا صلاة المودع. إن شاء الله جماعة المسلمين ما يقنوت إن شاء الله عند لاس ركعة إن شاء الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. لنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين، وبشر الصابرين، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام علينا وعلى الصالحين اللهم صل على سيدنا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد على ما قضيت ونستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك ونستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك ونستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب اهزم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. قال الله تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب الخير واختم لنا بالخير، واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير، بيدك الخير والعافية، إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. مقبول إن شاء الله، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.